So you bought that, what year did you buy the house in Calgary?
65. We moved into Rest Haven. The little house right on Bowness Road.
Okay. Why is it called Rest Haven?
I don't know. We rented it.
Oh, okay.
It had only four rooms. and a sort of a dirt basement.
Really?
With a furnace that needed constant attention while we were there because it was falling to pieces.
Right.
It was a really cute house. We were very fond of it. But when this thing came up, just half a year or three quarters of a year afterwards, we jumped at it.
The house in Bowness Crescent, Bow Crescent. 6844 Bow Crescent.
Yeah, and you know, I have 68, the two numbers.
Yeah.
The 44 had disappeared.
Yeah.
So there are there.
And you bought that house for $10,000? I think.
You know, I can't remember, but I think that's probably right.
I think that was the price you told me before.
And then we got a $20,000 loan to add our bedroom and the other bedroom on the south, uh-huh. and to dig the basement out properly so that only the southern part had a concrete wall. The other side, from about the entrance to the kitchen and into the fireplace, was just a hole in the ground with loose rocks everywhere.
Wow.
And then Benny Mickelson came and organized the whole thing.
How did you meet him?
I can't remember. There was a Swede. I think he was called Gustav. And Benny was talking about how shitty, how poor Swedish carpenters were compared to Norwegians. And this guy would...
I always thought Benny Mickelson was Danish.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he thought he had all the reason in the world to complain about it.
And he helped build your pottery shop, too.
Pardon?
Benny helped build your pottery shop, too. Didn't he?
Yes, he did. I went out to a lake in BC with Benny. And I worked as a carpenter with him for, I think it was about a week.
Hmm.
And so he came and helped me put up that chicken coop into a pot shop.
Right.
And the funny thing with that place was that I can't remember if the foundation was moved or not. It was ready to fall down, so he had to shore it up and build a proper floor. And I think it was expanded some, because we ended up with a live tree inside the building.
Oh.
I cut a round hole in the floor.
Yeah.
So the tree could grow up through.
Really?
But I forgot to water it, so it died of drought.
Oh, no.
And Wheezy, who was then not going to school, She would come in, she went to kindergarten, and then when she came home, she would come into the pot shop and she had her bed right next to that tree because she liked that tree a lot.
Is that right?
Yeah. So while I was potting, she was sleeping by the tree.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
I have a vague recollection of looking high up and seeing a person building that pot shop with the circular saw. Up on the roof not yet made.
That would have been Benny.
Yeah.
He was a super carpenter. And he was such a character, it was delightful to have anything to do with him.
Mm.
You know, he was biased as hell. And linseed oil covered everything.
Yeah.
You could almost drink it, it was so good.
It's funny, that's what I use now.
Well, Don Dawson, who contracted him to build the house, you know.
Benny built Hackmatack?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. So he came up. And would you believe it? Benny decided, and this was after the Dawson house was built, because that was back in the 60s when that was built.
Yeah.
But Benny decided to bicycle to Edmonton and to see the Dawsons. And I don't know if he did that to do part of the building or if he did that because there was some interior decorations and stuff he had to do. But he bicycled up. He was past 60, I think.
Wow.
You remember the Forbeses?
Yes, vaguely.
He was a university professor, I think, in languages or something like that. And she was a potter. So I got to know her through the pot shop that the Bonnes had.
Yeah.
And they hired Benny to redo the kitchen that was pretty old-fashioned. And Mrs. Forbes, I forget what her name, Christian name was. She
Marjorie?
What?
Marjorie?
I think something like that.
Maybe.
She had a specific wish to have a carburetor. She also wanted, like I have in this kitchen sink here, I had a spray.
Yeah.
Sprayer. Both of which, as far as Benny were concerned, were a total waste of time. So, when it came to fixing the space for holding the sink, Marjorie Forbes, said, "Now remember, Benny, I want a carburetor in there." He didn't answer. She was going away with her husband somewhere, and when she came back, there was a sink without any carburetor.
Yeah.
And the Shaws had heard that he was a good carpenter. So they got him to come up and put a window in where their breakfast table was. Only they wanted it at a certain level so they could see out.
Yeah.
And Benny decided it was too low. So he put it up so that it was just about head height.
No.
And the Shaws didn't know whether they should pay him or kick him out or whatever they should do with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And they ended up in the window they didn't want.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But the Shaws house, you should have seen the Shaws house. I think that must have been Benny's genius. They had a, you know, that was an old house that they bought, and it had many inconveniences. One was that the bathroom was absolutely ancient and things were falling apart. So they put in a new toilet, and when you open the door to the bathroom, the toilet seat was right there,
yeah,
coming into the frame of the door.
Oh.
So, whoever it was had this bright idea that the toilet should go right there, and that in order to be able to close the door, you had to cut
a shape.
Out of the bottom of the door, so that forevermore you could see the side of the toilet in the living room.
Oh, man.
I just laughed myself silly over that.
Yeah.
It was done absolutely beautifully. It just fitted that, but you couldn't have somebody at the pot at the same time That's the door being closed.
Unbelievable.
Well, these are things that if you wrote about them, people would say,
yeah.
But it really happened.
Yeah. I remember going to, looking for houses before we bought in Newcastle, and we looked at one house that was modern-ish and had the bathroom was directly off the living room. So at one point, somebody had to go to the bathroom, and they went in there, and you sitting talking with the real estate agent in the living room, we could hear everything that was going on in the bathroom, in the living room. And I remember looking over at Carrie and said, not buying this house. I can't imagine why anybody would design a house like that. Why would you design a house with a bathroom directly off the living room?
Hillary and I were invited one evening to a lawyer's home. And they had one like that.
That's crazy.
Right downtown Calgary.
Wow.
And the catastrophic thing to that visit was that by the time we left home, I realized that I had to have a poop.
Oh, yeah.
So when I came into this house, I asked the little girl if I could use the bathroom, and she showed me that one. I went in and did my job. There was no vent or anything.
Oh, no.
Then I closed the door after I flushed the toilet, yeah. And then I thought, I hope they don't open that door again. And he was very eager to show.
Oh, no.
So he opened his door. And it's hot. We were never invited back.
Just as well.
Yeah.
Just as well.
So maybe that was not such an uncommon thing to do.
It's like the houses, the town, this, I think everybody's townhouses, what in Toronto are called semi-detached, where it's two houses touching down the middle. They built those back in, mostly in the Edwardian period, many of them.
What time?
In the Edwardian period.
Oh.
And so anywhere from the 1880s up to about the 20s or so. And most of those, the bedrooms are at the front of the house, at street side, and the kitchens and living rooms are at the back. Which is completely stupid. The kitchen should be at the front of the house next to the street where all the noise is, and where it's quiet is where you put the bedroom at the back of the house. I've never understood that.
Oh, I have no trouble with that. The kitchen creates all sorts of smells, has a lot of disposal of organic matter. Mm-hmm. There has to be water and a sink and all those kind of things.
Just reverse it around, right? But it doesn't make sense to me. It never has. It just doesn't.
No.
I would like, in other words, I guess what I'm really saying is that I like a bedroom to be quiet when I'm falling asleep. I don't want to hear cars and people talking and carrying on. The same is true in the house that I live in, right? My bedroom's right at the front, leading onto the street, and the kitchen is at the back. That's just bass-ackwards.
I have no trouble with it. Maybe because I have seen houses like that. Yeah. You show off your living room, you know. You don't show off your kitchen.
Yeah.